Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. KSJE is supported by the Farmington Civic Center, bringing a full slate of entertainment to Farmington and San Juan County. Farmington's Chevelle Shepherd, Saturday, November 20th at 7:30 p.m. The Farmington Civic Center, 200 West Arrington in downtown Farmington. Find out more online at fmtn.org/shows or at 505-599-1148. Continuing our coverage of the municipal elections coming up on November 2nd, we have offered free airtime to all the candidates in contested races in Farmington, Aztec, and Bloomfield. One of those candidates is joining me here in Studio A. He is running for a four-year term in the city of Bloomfield, the Bloomfield City Council. No stranger to City Hall, I might add. Scott Eckstein is here. Welcome back to KSJE.
Thank you for having me, Scott.
And welcome back to politics, I suppose, right?
Well, we'll see how this turns out.
Right, right. Well, you've been away for 4 years.
That's correct.
We're talking about, and of course, former mayor of Bloomfield, and you're running now for the city council. This is the four-year position, correct?
That's correct.
And there are two seats available for the four-year term, three candidates running for two seats. Is that?
That's correct. And that's something I've been going door-to-door. That's something that confuses some of the citizens in Bloomfield. They think that there's just one position open, and there's actually three people running for two positions in the 4 years. So when they get their ballot, they can actually mark two of those boxes. And I looked at the Secretary of State's website where they got the ballot, sample ballot, and the print down there below where you vote is pretty small, so it's hard probably for the average person to know that you can mark two people on that ballot. I ask that you pick me first or second.
Okay.
Either one, as long as you pick me.
But there you go. And so there is that race, and then there's another race in Bloomfield for just a two-year term, and that's another, just one candidate will be chosen on that race, correct?
That's correct.
And that's the two-year more term, names on the ballot.
There's two names on that ballot.
Right.
And it's for a two-year term, and the citizens choose one on that, as you said, correct.
Okay. But let's talk about your race and why you're running. A lot of folks may have thought, you know, you got out 4 years ago and maybe you wouldn't get back in, but here you are. Did it suck you back in or reel you back in like a fishing pole, or what happened?
First and foremost, I really miss being involved in the community. I've got a history of public service really pretty much all my adult life, from the time I was 22 and I got hired as a police officer until 4 years ago, which is over 30 years. And then you combine some of the offices I held concurrently. At one point, I was a police officer and the mayor of Bloomfield, police officer and a city councilor with the city of Bloomfield. The mayor of Bloomfield and a county commissioner. So I've got just a lot of involvement in the community, and I thought 4 years ago that I wouldn't miss it. First couple of years was nice, and I didn't miss it, but as time went on, I really missed being involved in the community, missed being involved, just knowing what was going on and helping make decisions on the future of our community.
Got you. And so you come with four goals that you have for your campaign, and one of which is beautification. The others are growing the community, economic development, being prudent in spending of tax dollars, and government transparency and informing citizens. And let me ask you about all four of those in the time we have remaining this morning. So quick answers if you can. But beautification has been an ongoing topic in the city of Bloomfield, I think, for as long as you and I have been talking to each other.
Right, right. And that, actually, in 2004, when I ran for city council, I had these same four goals. One big accomplishment during the time I served the city of Bloomfield was the medians and the beautification there that we were able to do 4 or 5 years ago, maybe 6 years ago now. But that was an accomplishment. Another thing, I know times are tight now, a lot tighter than they were then. Money isn't nearly as available. But I think there's things we could do, like work on weeds and things in city right-of-ways that would add to the beautification of Bloomfield.
Gotcha. The city could serve as an example for the rest of the citizens?
That's correct. That's absolutely by
cleaning up
on the right of ways and showing the citizens that, you know, that we're working on what we can do. You should work on what you can do with them, just making their yards better looking.
Right. Right, indeed. And the other thing was working on economic development. That's, of course, an ongoing issue, I think, countywide, right? But what could be done differently or better in Bloomfield?
Now, economic development is a tough one, because everybody that gets elected wants to work on economic development. The city can only assist in economic development. They can't force it. A lot of people think, you know, hey, I want a certain store here, a certain restaurant here, and they think that the city of Bloomfield or whatever city just makes a phone call and that business comes in. They've got marketing analysis and all kinds of things that they need to do. What we can do is be friendly. The city can be friendly towards that development, which we have done in the past. We were able to get the industrial park in Bloomfield, and its first tenant was Wagner Cat. That's a private business that owns that. A lot of people think the city owns it, but it's a private company, Rio Developers out of Albuquerque, that own that. But it's building those relationships with people that actually help with economic development. It's just not a snap of the fingers and an instant thing. It doesn't happen overnight. It takes a lot of time and effort and building relationships.
Sure. There's another side to that, though, too, right? Because you don't want to give away the farm, so to speak, to a business that wants to come in. You've kind of got to weigh the jobs and economic development with whatever the city is maybe offering for that development.
That's correct. And that's a tricky situation, too, because there is a law called the Anti-Donation Clause, which prohibits government from giving away
anything, pretty much, right?
Taxpayers have paid for.
Sure.
So that it's really a fine line on what can be done, what can be offered. What the city can offer is just the ability to work with those companies and kind of cut through the red tape. That's always been my thing, is just not make it difficult for businesses to move to Bloomfield. Make it as easy as possible so that we get their revenue and gross receipts.
Sure. Very good. Tax dollars is the other goal that you have, spending tax dollars wisely. And so you mentioned that times are tighter now than maybe they were when you were in office 4 years ago.
That's
and
right.
So does that maybe make it a little more challenging, I guess, for some of these projects that you'd like to see? Some of these economic, it goes to all of the goals, I think, economic development and beautification.
Yes.
If there's no money, there's not a lot of money.
That's exactly right. You hit the nail on the head. And that's the thing, is spending the taxpayers' money prudently. And I've got lots of experience with budgets over the years. I've worked with budgets numerous times. Can't even count. But I think my expertise, my experience, my knowledge of budgeting will help. Sometimes you just gotta tighten your belt, and I don't know exactly the situation now, since I've been out for 4 years. I don't know exactly what the budget looks like, but the city will usually start working on that sometime around February, March. So I'll have a few months, if elected, to look at the budget, review it, and draw my own opinions on where we could cut and things we could do. But it's a group effort. The council has to vote on it as a whole.
Sure. Understood. And the last goal you have is transparency and keeping the citizens informed. Do you think the city's been doing a good job of that since you left?
Well, since I left, I haven't followed closely, but I have noticed, and I don't want to knock the city, but I have noticed it's a little more difficult to go to the website and get a hold of a person you may want to get a hold of. I would like to make it easier to get a hold of various departments, various people at the city. Also, when I was first mayor, I ran on transparency, and one of the things we created was called Bits and Pieces. It's a newsletter that goes out in the water bill that kind of keeps the citizens informed on what's going on. I've noticed there has not been a Bits and Pieces in numerous water bills that have come out over the past 4 years. And I don't know if it's a budgetary thing. It's something I'd like to look into. It's something I'd like to get going again. Also, I think the Facebook page could have more information on what's going on with the city. It's my big thing has always been transparency, and sometimes people wonder if we're doing enough, and if there's any suggestions out there on how we could be more transparent as a city. I'd love to have those suggestions, because I think transparency is extremely important.
Right, sure. You're running for Bloomfield City Council, but not mayor, so will that be a little bit different, maybe, to try to work with your colleagues on the council and then work with the mayor to see some of these things accomplished?
Well, Scott, I I kind of pride myself on being able to work with anyone and get along with anyone. I have no animosity towards anybody that's on the council or the mayor. I think we, first and foremost, are there to serve the citizens and to work together as a team to best serve the citizens. So it will be a little bit different in the role of a city councilor. The roles are a little bit different than the mayor. The city councilor votes on every issue. The mayor only votes in case there was a tie. And during the time I was mayor, that 12 years, I probably didn't break 5 or 6 ties. It wasn't that controversial a lot of times. So yeah, there will be differences in the roles, but I'm willing to step in there and make it work.
All right, very good. Scott Exting, if someone wants to reach out and find out more about your campaign or have a question for you that I didn't ask you this morning, what's the best way to do that? I know you have a Facebook page and social media presence and all that stuff, probably.
Right, I do. I have a Scott Exting for Bloomfield City Council page. You're welcome to contact me there. You can call me on my cell phone. My cell phone number is 215-0736. Or you can email me. It's my last name, Eckstein, Eckstein, 65 at gmail.com.
There you go. That's the best way to do it.
Yes.
Any of those ways. Very good. Thanks for coming in and talking to me. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Good luck with the campaign.
Thank you so much, Scott.
You are welcome. That is Scott Eckstein. He is running for Bloomfield City Council, my guest here. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.